Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation. Well, Martha and I come to you today from Columbus, Georgia. We have both socked ourselves away, basically, in order to write. I've been writing for the blog, and she's been writing something amazing. She's been writing Altogether Forgiven. As I've told you in recent podcasts, The Mystery of Discipleship, the 91-day epic voyage as a disciple, is at the printer and will be available at the conference. We had also anticipated having Altogether Forgiven done and have it there. Again, as I said on a video recently, it would be a miracle, and it truly would be a miracle if that was able to get done, because of the fact that, the process of pre-flight for the printers and stuff like that, it's a lot of work, but it could be done. There's a possibility, but if not, it will be available shortly after. And she has been writing on that, and she came over the other day, and she read me something from it, and I both laughed hysterically and wept. It was kind of like a roller coaster ride where I started with just hysterical laughter about the condition of man and how she described it, and then rolled into the solution of Christ, and I just went into just weeping. So I'm real excited about y'all getting this book. I think you're going to be pretty amazed. It's been completely expanded from where it was an article series on readmk.com. It's really grown and grown and grown. It's become really huge right now. I mean, and then yesterday she basically, we were talking and she came up with, this whole direction. And I said, well, Martha, that's another book. That's totally another book. That you've got two books. So she literally has two books going at the same time. And preparing for the conference. So this is a busy season. So this is why we used our points and were able to get some free rooms for a number of days. And when you do that kind of stuff, you basically go where they're going to give you the best deal, which was Columbus, Georgia, which is very warm but it's been perfect. It's been absolutely perfect. So, Martha, can you tell me anything about the book Altogether Forgiven and just kind of whet some appetites?
The question is going to be, when you see how necessary it is to forgive, then the question is how? How do you go about forgiving? And I'm going to give that away. It's Matthew 18, verse 4. For many years, I have taught and called, return and be a child. God can deal with you only as a child. And there's no end to that, really. In the last 3 years, I've been reduced. And how you become a child is God reduces you, takes away your abilities and strengths, and reduces you ever more and more to a child. And that's, John the Baptist said, he must increase, but I must decrease. But it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be a child. Jesus said to the disciples, they said, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And he called a little child to himself and put him in the midst of them. And he said, truly I say to you, unless you repent, and repent means change and turn around, and become like little children, trusting, lowly, loving, forgiving, you can never enter the kingdom of heaven at all. Whoever humbles himself, therefore, and like this little child, trusting, lowly, loving, forgiving, is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And little child, it's poignant that I can remember. You ask a little child to forgive you, and they say, oh, mommy, I forgive. They don't even know what forgive means, but they say, if that's what you want, I give you. And if you express sorrow to them, they'll hug you and tell you, it's okay. And they just are that simple. They operate in that much simplicity. They respond spontaneously. They may not understand what you're saying, but they know your sorrow, and they want to comfort you for the sorrow. So I'm familiar with that. I have sweet memories of that. That spontaneous willingness to say, it's okay, I forgive you. But what we don't understand is the child, turning around and becoming a child is a matter of repentance. He says, unless you repent and become as a little child, you can never enter the kingdom at all. And whoever will humble himself, it's a matter of humility too. But the child forgives. The little child, when we become small and simple and utterly honest like a child, then forgiveness is simple. And he goes on in Matthew 18. I won't go in here, but that will be in the book. Matthew 18 is the big chapter on forgiveness. And from all different aspects, but he starts with the little child. And so that means that forgiving is in the capacity of the child, a dependent being. So I think the essence of a child is honesty. When we become like Nathaniel, without any facades, without any pretense, without any
guile.
Any guile, any hidden agenda, any mask and so forth. And that's possible to be. That's becoming very simple and basically just a normal human being in need of everything from God. So the child, it represents one who can receive and one who can feel. And God reduces you to that. If you want him, he will reduce you. He'll undertake the task of reducing you to a child. So I'm going to show you how simple forgiveness is. It's very, very simple.
I can say that would have been one question I would have had for you is, tell me how to know you have forgiven, because I can say it all day long. And you've made comments about that one lady that said, you must forgive. And you said, well, I said it. And she said, I don't care if you said it. It's so I've wondered, how do you know that you have forgiven?
Well, I'm going to tell you how to forgive, and then I'll address that. I'm going to take you to Psalm 46:10 in the Amplified. It says, let be and be still, and know, recognize, and understand that I am God. Any unforgiveness, any offense makes you upset and strive and feel a lot of bad feelings and so forth. But the issue is to let the situation be and be still. And the word here is be still and know that I am God. That's so deep, because to calm down and let it be what it is, you can't change somebody's actions toward you or words toward you. You can't change that. So let it be. Jesus said, resist not the evil men do to you. He said, rejoice when you're persecuted for my name's sake, and you have great reward. So our response to an offense, a hurt, has to be entirely different than is humanly normal. Mm-hmm. You can't change it. You can't make them think differently or do differently toward you. You have no power in this situation, so you let it be and let it be God's. In my experiences with the Lord during the writing of this book, one of the experiences was to see the absolute vulnerability of the Lord Jesus on the cross. He did not resist whatever was done to him, and it was hideous, and he didn't have any resistance, no protection, and no resistance. And you think that would not be possible, and it is only possible for the Son of God dying in the power of God. So let be and be still, and the objective of everything God puts his sheep through is to find out he is God. So it's very significant to me that it says, be still and know that I am God. The word know there is yada.
Ooh.
Y-A-D-A. And it represents the most intimate acquaintance. And there's nothing more intimate than Christ in you. And so you come in union to deal with offenses. You come in to know him. And the outcome of it always is to know that I'm God. Joseph was put in prison by an unjust accusation. And I think he was there 13 years. I'm not sure that that's right. But anyway, he was there a long time. He looked to the baker to give him a word to Pharaoh. He looked for the cupbearer to look to him. And one of them didn't ever return. And the other one did. But eventually, he was out of prison and made second in the kingdom to reign. You see, John, God's behind every offense. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference in this book on forgiveness. It's God who's behind it. That seems unbelievable, but it's scripturally true, and it is sovereignly true. He's behind every offense. Mm-hmm. So what his intention is, that you will know him through the offense and find out he was over the offense and that all things work together for good to them that love him.
Wow. We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.